Labor and Commerce Committee to order. It is 3:17 p.m. Wednesday, March 6, 2019. We are in room 124. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Lori Rowland, our current House Labor and Commerce Secretary, and Eric Heimbigger from the Juno LIO, and am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to remind everybody to silence their cell phones. And present today are Representative Hannon, Representative Reback, Representative Stutes, Representative Tallarico, and I am Chair Ledoux. So we do have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is a confirmation hearing. The Speaker referred the following governor's appointment to the House Labor and Commerce Committee, the Marijuana Control Board appointee Vivian Stiver. And members have received the appointee's application, and the appointee is present and will testify. And so, Ms. Stiver, would you like to?
Welcome to the Synexis Conference Manager, or press *00 to speak with an operator.
For a number of years. So I've got a little idea of some process, how things work. And one of the things on my resume that I think is really important is that I'm committed, it says right here, committed and dedicated to assisting the public with navigating government agencies in a manner that is courteous and understandable. I think one of the reasons this is important to me on the Marijuana Control Board is we still need education out there in the public eye. It being, I can understand the industry wanting to keep an industry, you know, the two seats. However, with a public seat, I think that opens up the industry to even more credibility than they've already achieved. And like it said in my cover letter I sent to all of you guys, I've heard crickets. I'm not hearing screaming complaints about the marijuana industry at all. We saw a couple problems, a couple issues in Fairbanks, and they were readily taken care of through regulation. So I think it's very important, as you look through my experience, business, some legislative, understanding that regulations have a statutory authority. This is not a position where you get on a board and you just come in and decide willy-nilly what you're going to do. That doesn't happen. So I think education and process are very important things for this board, and having a public voice only validates the good work that has gone on, and it will also continue to progress as new things come up and add confidence. And so that's what I have.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Ms. Stiver? Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, you mentioned a couple of issues in Fairbanks. What were those issues?
Oh, through the chair, Representative Stutes, Frozen Buds had an issue with their products they were making. They were actually closed down. And then there was an odor issue from a cultivator. And the city came in with a couple ordinances on that, and that has apparently been remedied too.
Okay. That's good for now.
Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I guess I, not knowing the format, I have a few questions, but I don't know if we're going to take testimony and then formulate more questions later based on testimony. Is that fair to say?
We can do that. I can bring, before you came in, Ms. Stiver had asked, will we bring her back after the testimony? And I said, that will be the will of the committee, so it sounds like, yes, we can bring her back.
Okay, thank you. Clarifying that. I guess I'll just start off with a general question, then maybe later, after we hear more testimony, be happy to get more specific. But why do you think you were chosen to be on the marijuana control board by the governor, you particularly? And I guess I'll just leave it open-ended like that. Why do you think he chose you?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, I asked him. I told him I was interested in serving on the board.
Follow-up?
Yes.
Okay, I guess to go a little deeper,
mm-hmm.
why did you choose to be on the board? And many of us, and we'll hear more, I guess, about mm-hmm. your past record as far as supporting or not supporting the marijuana industry mm-hmm. and being pretty outspoken and pretty active about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this in sort of further pursuit of your interest in the industry that you've displayed already?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, let's be clear. I didn't vote to legalize. That's correct. My stance at that time was very clear. We weren't ready. I wanted to watch Colorado for a couple more years. That was my bottom line. And then when it came to the city of Fairbanks, they had nothing on the books. They had nothing. It's just been a year ago they actually put some ordinance on the books regulating the marijuana industry within the framework in our city. Because, you know, Alaska's unique. We've got unique zoning, we got all kinds of things that needed to be addressed. So I don't think it's accurate to say that I've worked against the legalization. What I was against was the city council not being prepared with their ordinances and being ready for a new industry. That's where I was. Now, truth be told, there were people in that group when we ran that initiative were never marijuana, no way. It's the devil's weed, never. And then there's some, well, you know, yeah, we think the city needs to have ordinances to be there. So it did. The group that I worked with spanned a lot of different philosophies. But it's very clear where I stood. They weren't ready. I would ask them they were ready. I would testify and say, are we ready? Because they were not ready.
Last follow-up, and then I'll... you said the city wasn't ready, i.e. in ordinances, although it was a state mm-hmm. law, and certainly the rest mm-hmm. of the state was, you know, could either opt in or opt out, or could opt out.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that every municipality should have stopped and come up with their own ordinances, or just let the state law be the governing law and then adapt accordingly once the industry was in place?
Well, through the chair, Representative Wohl, I think when we saw this, businesses approved, businesses applied for in our little city, we all went, wait a minute, this is a lot. Where are they all going to go? It wasn't the matter that marijuana couldn't be in our city, but should it be the only fabric in our city? And see, none of these were denied. They were just going through. We were concerned, absolutely concerned. Now, I understand when I met with some marijuana folks, they said, well, you know, a lot of those people would never get licenses, etc. We didn't know that at that time. We didn't know that there was a lot of hopefuls in here. All we were seeing was these many applied for things getting licensed and not being denied. And we worked off the information we did have at the time.
Thank you.
We have further questions from the committee. Representative Rivak.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Stiver. I have several business owners in our community that have voiced concerns, and so I'll just ask a question on behalf of them. They're wondering, the main concern from some of the businesses mm-hmm. are that they will have an enemy on the board, and they're wondering if that's what you're going to be if you're placed on a board, as you're out to, will you be out to subvert the industry and the local existing businesses? They're very fearful about that, and so I'll leave it open-ended like that.
Through the chair, Representative Rivak, I have no animus against this industry whatsoever. It's performing, it's providing revenue. The regulation process should serve both the public and the industry. Regulations should be equitable within the industry also, okay? But they also have to work for the community, and that's the goal. There is no secret hidden agenda here where I've said, oh, I'm going to get these guys. That does not exist. I would purely be a public member who has a view that would be part of the discussion, and the discussion is not, let's make marijuana illegal. That is not the discussion. It's not on the table, and it hasn't been.
Thank you.
Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, I appreciate what you're saying, and I understand that taking marijuana is not off the table. It's a state law, and it's legal. Do you feel like you can truly be impartial and not let your personal objections participate in your decision-making on this board? I mean, you were obviously a portion of a group that was opposed to it, verbally, vocally, loudly opposed to it. And I guess I'm a little confused how you can go from being totally opposed to it and not wanting anything to do with it over here to saying, well, yeah, okay, let's get this all worked out. I'm concerned whether you can be impartial, and that's what it's going to take, is, in my opinion, is somebody that can look at the information and make a decision on behalf of the public, which is what you would be charged to do, and not make a decision on behalf of yourself.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, as I said, it was never marijuana. That was never my position. My position was, let's watch Colorado. They were having problems. Let's see how they work it out. Are we too soon? Then it was legalized. And then it was, were we ready as a city? We were not ready as a city. And that was unfortunate. I have personal views, I do, and they get set aside. My job is to represent the public like I did many times before, and to listen to the public, listen to what they say. Not always how they say it, but what they are saying to me. I don't think I'll have any problem representing a business fairly.
Thank you.
Representative Hannon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through the chair, one of the issues that was recently before the AMCO board was on-site consumption, and you've been appointed to replace someone who had previously supported on-site consumption. Do you have a stance on on-site consumption, and are you interested in revisiting that, or?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, on-site consumption, I understand, has already gone to the Lieutenant Governor's office, and it has a special endorsement for an area, and there is nothing more for us to do with that. He has to sign that. It's on the books, right? That's how it came from a law. It's in regulation. Although I've heard some industry people talk that they'd like to see it be different.
I don't believe the regulations have been drafted, but the decision from AMCO to go forward with drafting of regulations.
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, my understanding is that those on-site regs are at the Lieutenant Governor's office. They went through legal, and now they're at the rep. That's a done.
So you'll support it?
Through the chair, Representative.
Through the chair?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon. It's a done deal. There's nothing for me to support or not support. It's done. Now there'll be, I'm sure, further questions will come up, and as we move forward, we'll look at that too.
Follow up?
Through the chair, as you know, nothing in democracy is ever done. Any issue can be revisited. So I'm asking,
correct,
do you support on-site consumption?
Through the chair, Representative Hannon, when we get these regs going and we see how they work, I can give you that answer.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. And follow up, sorry, through the chair,
yes.
Representative Hannon, I can give you the public view on that, how they're working.
Further questions? Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. As been stated in the initiative, the desire was to regulate marijuana like alcohol. And I understand they're not exactly the same. And full disclosure, I do have an alcohol license myself. And so I'm aware that the usage and patterns of usage, et cetera, are slightly different. That being said, as an alcohol license holder, I have to answer to the ABC board, Alcohol Beverage Control Board, mm-hmm. which is the parallel organization to the Marijuana Control Board, the MCB. I, as an industry member, am very happy that there's two industry members on the five-person board. So they're in the minority, but I know, and alcohol, like marijuana, has different sort of licenses that handle different, whether you're a wholesaler or a retailer or on-site consumption, and marijuana has different divisions too. So even though there's only two people on the alcohol board that are industry, and they may not be in my particular branch of the industry, I feel somewhat relieved or it makes me feel a little better that they understand where I'm coming from. Now, there's three other members, public safety, public health, and rural, which is a public member. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that the marijuana board should parallel the alcohol board and having two industry seats? And if you care about the industry, wouldn't you care that they would feel better represented by having two industry members? And if you look at other boards, fish and game or you know, mm-hmm. dentists or all that, some of them have full industry. So by marijuana having two, which I think was the initial, I know initially they had the industry slash public, and my understanding was because the industry wasn't up and running yet, so they didn't have a lot of industry members. Now, your seat was previously occupied by an industry member. Do you feel that the industry is going to be as represented by a non-industry person? How do you feel about an industry person who says, you know, I don't feel as comfortable now that I've lost an industry member on a five-person board?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, you know, that's very interesting. And all I can say to that is how this particular board was drawn up. And they stated the first 3 years it would be two industry people. And then that fifth seat after the first three initial years could move into industry or a public seat. That is something the legislature would have to take care of. I don't know that I'm uncomfortable or not comfortable. What I've seen is there's a lot of input from the industry. As a member, I mean, as a public member, I wouldn't disregard what they said either. I would take in what I see from everyone, the public, and work forward. I would entrust that they would come forward when there's an issue with a regulation that's, you know, stifles their business, that it needs change. I mean, this is not just listening. It kind of all has to meld together, right? And I would count on them to come forward and tell us what their issues are with the regulation. Or if there's something more I need to understand about wholesale versus the package store. You know,
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, through the Co-Chair. Have you patronized a marijuana business since the inception of the legalization of marijuana?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, I have visited a few stores and have been taken and toured and explained what things are. I've got a couple offers on the table to go to cultivators. I have been dreadfully sick with this nasty crud for about 2 weeks, so it's kind of interfered with my going out activities. And so that's been my extent. When you say patronize, I'm not totally sure what you mean by that.
I'll clarify. Have you gone into a marijuana establishment and spent money, or are you a consumer? Like in the Board of Game, they want to know who's the consuming members of the board, and I think they want everyone to be a consumer.
Through the chair, Representative Wohl.
Yeah.
I am not a consumer.
Thank you.
Further questions from the committee?
Well, I have actually a couple of questions. Vivian, if there were an initiative today, mm-hmm. right now, to repeal the initiative, would you vote for or against the initiative to repeal?
Madam Chairwoman, I don't think I would. I have heard nothing but crickets. Something must be working fairly well.
And I've got one further question for you. do you think that marijuana is more dangerous or less dangerous than booze?
Madam Chair, I'm going to go straight to the individual. I think an individual given any substance and impaired bears responsibility for their actions, and they can be dangerous either way.
So you never said in the course of what was happening in Fairbanks, it's a drug, there's no way around it, it's not a glass of wine, it's not a shot of Jack Daniels, it's way more powerful than that?
I have those too, and I can't tell you where they come from because it doesn't cite where that was said or what time. So, madam, I can't tell you. Sitting here today, I can't tell you.
You don't remember making
I don't statement. Recall, but again, I don't know where this comes from. I have nothing else to refresh my memory from.
All right. Thank you. Any further questions? And we will probably recall you after some of this testimony. So I'm now going to gavel in for public testimony, and we have one person who has been invited to speak before the committee. That's Brandon Emmett. And then it looks like there are, at this point, 33 people online. So after you, Mr. Emmett, and I'm going to give you a little bit more leeway, but for the people who've called in and so forth, because I want to get through as many of them as I can, we're going to limit it to 1 minute per person. And if we don't get through with everybody today, we'll start again on Monday at our Monday meeting. But in that case, we won't be taking anybody who hasn't signed up for today. So it will only be the people who are in the queue today. All right. Would you please identify yourself for the record, and then you can proceed.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Co-Chair Ledoux, Co-Chair Wohl, members of the committee. My name is Brandon Emmett, B-R-A-N-D-O-N-E-M-M-E-T-T, and I am a business owner in Fairbanks, Alaska. I also represent the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association as its president.
Thank you.
May I proceed, Madam Chair?
You certainly may.
Thank you for inviting me here to testify today. The Marijuana Control Board serves an essential function in the state of Alaska. It exists to assure that the marijuana industry operates in the interest of the Alaskan people. The board must ensure that public health and public safety are represented, but also that the industry is afforded the ability to create jobs, enhance commerce, and combat the black market. The Marijuana Control Board must consist of experts in the field of health, safety, rural Alaskan issues, and the marijuana industry. Should a member of the general public be appointed, this individual should be well-versed in public policy, but also be well-versed in marijuana policy. This individual must have an objective view on the impact marijuana legalization has had on the general public. Furthermore, the makeup of the board should reflect the attitudes of the people of Alaska towards the substance. It is for this reason that I strongly oppose the confirmation of Vivian Stiver to the Marijuana Control Board. Ms. Stiver has cemented her position in the Fairbanks community as a staunch prohibitionist. I met Ms. Stiver on the campaign trail in 2014. She was a spokesperson for the effort to prohibit marijuana legalization. I was a spokesperson for the campaign to legalize the substance. We sat opposite one another at two public forums. Ms. Stiver has gone on record multiple times to deride marijuana and its effects as a scourge on our society, often spreading misinformation about the potential for drug drivers and teen consumption. Contrary to data provided by state agencies such as the Colorado Department of Health and the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. Ms. Stiver reinvigorated her attempts to prohibit marijuana commerce in Fairbanks in a failed 2017 campaign known as Safe Neighborhoods Fairbanks. This campaign sought to convince the populace that marijuana was a dangerous drug and that its commerce was harming our community. Although her initiative was defeated 70-30 in the city and 60-40 in the borough, Ms. Stiver was not dissuaded. The Safe Neighborhoods Fairbanks page is still very active. She has even gone so far as to recruit a group of children to accompany her to City Hall to advocate for restrictive retail marijuana policies. Since her appointment, Ms. Stiver has altered her statements. She now says that she started Safe Neighborhoods Fairbanks not to prohibit marijuana, but to buy the city and borough time in order to be properly prepared to regulate the substance. Unfortunately, this statement is inconsistent with the Fairbanks North Star Borough efforts to indeed be ready. I quote, former Mayor Hopkins and Eberhardt had already formed a mayor's marijuana work group. The group comprised over 20 members from all interested parties and tackled a diverse range of subjects. As a result, both the City of Fairbanks and the Fairbanks North Star Borough were well prepared for the marijuana industry. In November of 2015, the Fairbanks North Star Borough Planning Department was recognized by the Alaska chapter of the American Planning Association as the Planning Team of the Year. This recognition was awarded for the extensive public process and careful consideration used to craft responsible regulations for marijuana facility zoning. 11 months later, Fairbanks was home to the very first purchase of legal marijuana in the state of Alaska. The marijuana industry has gone on to create hundreds of jobs and generated much needed revenue and has not created unsafe conditions for our community. Had Ms. Stiver and her followers been successful in their efforts, some or all of this progress would not have been possible. As stated previously, I believe that public policymakers should be highly educated in the issues that they seek to tackle. In a recent interview, Ms. Stiver stated, if confirmed, she would like to reconsider the MCB decision to endorse on-site consumption. She stated that she had concerns about on-site consumption and wanted to learn how the board had reached this decision. This statement troubles me, not because she is an opponent of on-site consumption, but because she has ignored the robust and lengthy public process that has been the on-site discussion. The issue has been the most heavily debated by the board. It has received the greatest volume of public testimony, and until recently has received the greatest amount of media coverage. If Ms. Stiver was truly interested in how the board had reached its decision, she had multiple opportunities to attend board meetings, review meeting minutes, and form her own analysis. The Marijuana Control Board is a place for experts to debate policy. It is not a venue to become educated in contentious issues. I hope that my testimony today has made clear sound reasoning not to forward Ms. Stiver's nomination to a floor vote. Although I respect her right to hold personal beliefs, I feel that her bias, lack of depth in the subject matter, and inconsistency in public statements deem her unfit to serve on the Marijuana Control Board. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for Mr. Emmett? Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. And in the interest of fairness, I will ask you the same question I asked Ms. Stiver. Have you patronized a marijuana business, and are you a consumer?
Through the co-chair, Representative Wall, I am indeed a marijuana consumer. I consume it about the same rate that I consume alcohol, and I patronize the marijuana businesses often.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do you feel, as an industry member, that the marijuana board should say model themselves after the alcohol board and have, out of five people on the board, two of them? Would you feel more comfortable having two industry members on the board as an industry member yourself? Obviously, it's a little biased, but as an industry member, you want to feel represented, assuming, you know, even though it's not you on the board.
Through the chair, Representative Wolf, and yes, to representatives, full disclosure, I was on the Marijuana Control Board. I was an industry representative up until a few days ago. But to answer your question, yes, I feel that the Marijuana Control Board should have two industry representatives. I feel that although the industry should remain in the minority, that it should have solid representation. If we have a situation where there is an unfavorable board and the industry is not representative in a method that at least allows us to get to a 3-2 vote, the industry could suffer a death by a thousand cuts. And I don't think that would be in the best interest of the people of this state.
Thank you.
Representative Stutz.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, and through the chair. Thank you for your testimony. And you said you were the president of the Marijuana Association in Fairbanks, or? Yeah.
Through the chair, Representative Stutz, I am the president of the statewide Alaska Marijuana Industry Association. We represent approximately 50 businesses in the state.
Thank you. That was the second half of my question. Thank you.
Representative Fields.
Thanks, Madam Chairwoman, through the chair. What percentage of marijuana being sold today in Alaska, to your knowledge, is being sold legally versus black market? What is that ratio, to the extent it's knowable?
Through the chair, Representative Fields, that's a good question. So I know that the black market is alive and well. I'm a member of many pro-marijuana Facebook pages. You can go on any one of those pages on any day and seek out black market marijuana. I hear from those individuals who had bridged the gap between the black market and now legal commerce that the prices for black market cannabis and legal cannabis are starting to align, i.e. the legal marijuana industry is starting to exert downward pressure on the black market. I hear a lot of dealers are quitting their unregulated business and are getting jobs in the marijuana industry. In the concentrates market, there is still quite a bit of disparity between the prices of legal concentrates and black market concentrates. I believe that is an effect of the high taxes that we have on marijuana. You can process marijuana that's from the black market a lot cheaper than you can legal marijuana. So I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But again, in my opinion, the only way to truly combat the black market is through a robust legal regulated industry. Because as we know, prohibition has failed.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
One quick question.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Mr. Emmett, when the board, at its inception with the five-member board, and I want to clarify something that Ms. Stiver said, did it initially only have one industry seat? That's my understanding, because there wasn't a legal industry to put an industry member on. So can you go over the initial makeup at the inception of the marijuana board?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl. Yeah, at its inception, the original board had no industry members because we did not have an industry. And it was my recollection that when 17.38, the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol, was written, and the board bill that came from the governor's office, the intent was to have one swing seat in case the industry did not have many members. So there was one dedicated industry seat, and there was one industry slash public seat. By my recollection, it was the intent, after we got a functional industry, that both those seats would be industry, and that the marijuana board would very much mirror the alcohol board.
Follow up. So I guess I still have the question unanswered. Were you on the original marijuana board, and were you classified as industry? And who was the other person that was in the industry slash public seat, and were they industry?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl. Yes, I was one of the original five industry members. My seat has been listed as industry the entire time. There was also another industry member, and that was Bruce Schulte, who was also a spokesperson for the campaign.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. But was he industry, or was he technically in the industry at the inception of the Marijuana Control Board?
Through the chair, Representative Wohl, he technically was not.
any further questions? But then I actually have one. So I think you quoted from Ms. Stiver saying that she would like to reconsider the consumable regulations. Do you know where she said that?
Madam Chair.
Mentioned in your
Yeah, that was in an ADN article, where I believe they quoted the AP. I actually do not have the quote with me, but I can find the article online and provide that testimony to you should you request it.
That would be good. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Any further questions? All right, well,
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I was just wondering.
Tallarico.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. And I was just wondering, Mr. Emmett, you had talked about the North Star Borough Planning Commission and the good work that they did, and I'm sure they did. But maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like to me that there wasn't anything in place when the initiative passed. Am I correct about that?
Through the chair, Representative Tallarico, no. When the initiative passed, the Fairbanks North Star Borough did not have any marijuana regulation on the books because nothing existed at that time other than 17.38. After the inception of the Marijuana Control Board, the borough got to work very quickly to try to get zoning regulations finished before the Marijuana Control Board was ready for licensure. And they completed that, and that is how they were awarded that Planning Department of the Year.
Okay, just to follow up, Madam Chair, because I think that might have been a confusing answer. I asked if they'd had anything on the books prior to that, and just to make sure, they did not have anything prior to that when the initiative passed. But then they went to work right away on that. I just remember the. I don't live in the North Star Borough, but I live down in Healy, and it seems like to me there was quite a dust-up that was out in the media and everything because of the location of what some of them were. It was probably due to the fact that they didn't have their zoning yet. But thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, through the chair, Representative Tallarico. Yeah, to clarify your question, no. When the initiative was passed, there was nothing for planning and zoning on the books in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Thank you.
Anything further? All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us here.
And thank you, Madam Chair.
It looks like we have started out with 33 people. It's now increased to 37. So we will begin the other portion of public testimony. And as I said, I'm going to try to keep this to around a minute per person so that we can hopefully get in everybody. So I'm going to start with Paul Dizdier. Are you in the room, Paul?
Yes.
And if you could identify yourself for the record, tell us with whom you're affiliated with, and then you may proceed.
Okay. My name is Paul B. Dizdier, D-I-S-D-I-E-R. I am the general manager and one of the owners of the Fireweed Factory, LLC, here in Juneau, Alaska. The Fireweed Factory, LLC, employs 25 employees. And I want to let you know that I strongly oppose the nomination of Vivian Stiver to the Marijuana Control Board. I feel that with her well-documented hostilities towards our industry and her lack of qualifications, she is the wrong choice to replace Brendan Emmett. And I ask that you please reject this nomination, and hopefully our governor will nominate a person who has a more balanced and moderate approach. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I should have done this previously, but I noticed that Representative Shaw is here in the audience. There's another seat at the table if you'd like to join us. All right, then the second person I've got here is Lainey Harris.
Her name is Lacey Harris, L-A-C-E-Y-H-A.
Sorry, it's written Laylee up
here. I know, it's because I don't always write Claire. My name is Lacey Harris. I live in District 10 in the Meadow Lakes area. I'm employed at Green Jar Retail Cannabis Store, and I think it would be a very unwise choice to have a prohibitionist added to our board. We voted, we went through moratoriums where people have voted. They voted twice to let you know that the people want this industry. And to have a prohibitionist, I think, would clearly go the opposite of what the people of the state of Alaska have said they wanted. I just want you to think about that, that you represent us as the people, and I hope you make a wise and conscious decision on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Joe McGuire.
Good evening. My name is Joe McGuire, M-C-G-U-I-R-E. I work in Juneau and Ketchikan, Alaska, and I am a national subject matter expert on the impact of legal marijuana in the workplace. I have extensive experience in Colorado and about 20 of the other states that have legalized, helping employers write their workplace policies. I'm also on the Speakers Bureau for the National Marijuana Initiative through NAHAC, the National HIDA Assistance Center, which is funded by SAMHSA. I met Ms. Stiver 5 years ago when I came several state tours in Alaska to talk about what employers needed to do to be prepared for legal marijuana. And I worked with her since. I did come out and speak in Fairbanks to talk about the initiative that has been mentioned here today. And my experience with her 100% of the time has been that she is looking for the facts. She is looking for those facts to be backed up with references and citations. She is always asking me to look for what is credible and not coming from opinion.
Ms. McGuire, I'm going to ask you to wrap it up. You have just about your minute.
Sure. I just think she would be a fantastic, non-biased choice in the interest of public health and safety. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And it looks like Representative Wall has a question.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. You said you're a national subject matter on marijuana in the workplace. Have you been involved in any sort of anti-marijuana campaigns?
It's really interesting, the perspective of anti-marijuana and prohibitionists. My stance has always been that we need to be prepared. We need to look at the regulations and understand, for instance, we have no impairment test. My background is workplace drug and alcohol testing. We have no impairment test for roadside and driving under the influence of marijuana. So I have had strong cautions about preparation and how to work through those issues. The industry tends to label that as prohibitionism. It is not. It is citizens who are concerned about public health and safety.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I don't know if I really got an answer. Did you work on any campaigns that were anti-marijuana, maybe?
Been a part of a formal campaign. I have spoken on behalf of a variety of different campaigns in a variety of states on legalization to talk about the impact to workplace, but I've not led a campaign or been formally a part of a particular campaign.
Okay, so I guess my follow-up, you said you're a national subject matter expert. Is that your full-time job here in Juneau, or is that just
I work with TSS, and we are workplace drug and alcohol testing, but I'm also the chairman of the National Drug and Alcohol Screening Association. As well, I have a Joe McGuire, Inc., and through which I speak on that topic as a subject matter expert.
So in your day job, so to speak, it's a private for-profit company that tests people on the job for drugs or like urinalysis type testing, screening, that kind of thing?
Correct. There's a variety of testing and screening services. Primarily, we manage companies' drug and alcohol testing programs and manage their random schedules for those under Department of Transportation and U.S. Coast Guard guidelines. We do that in addition to other things, as well as a variety of things in the safety sector under OSHA requirements.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Representative Stutes.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, through the chair. So, and what I'm hearing you say is you would not or did not support the legalization of marijuana?
Me personally?
Yes.
Would not or did not? My position has been 100% in every state that's legalized. When asked my opinion, it's too soon because we did not know enough to regulate wisely, particularly with driving. That being said, it is what it is. So I support the stance of let's get in there and let's do this right. Let's make the regulations work, and let's have an honest opinion about all of it, not slanted one way or the other, unless it comes to public health and safety. That's always the slant.
Follow up, please. So if I were to ask you a yes or a no question, mm-hmm. did you support the legalization of marijuana?
I did not.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Representative Hannon.
Through the chair, you are a subject expert on drug testing and indicated that we don't have an intoxicant test for driving. In your years in workplace drug testing, I presume that most of it has been a threshold of if there's any positive, you lose your Coast Guard license. So have you seen the development of tests that can indicate how long prior to testing the consumption was? You know, alcohol has a fairly short
That's
window.
That's a terrific question. Thank you. There is currently testing available through oral fluid, lab-based oral fluid testing that detects very recent use. We're talking 6 to 24 hours of use. We are advocating that type of testing. As a matter of fact, the U.S. Department of Transportation is currently writing oral fluid testing into the mandatory guidelines for all U.S. Department of Transportation employees. It takes a while for that to move through Congress, so we don't expect it to be ready until probably 2020, but that is the most effective tool that we have at this time, along with employers being trained to recognize the signs and symptoms of someone who is under the influence.
Follow up.
So would you say that 24 hours prior to being tested, if you've consumed, you are intoxicated with marijuana?
It depends on what the consumer is using. With concentrates, I would say there's a fairly decent chance that that could impact their job. It depends on the individual. It depends on the product that they're using, how much they consumed. It's so highly variable that that is not a concrete line in the sand.
One more follow-up. So would this test be able to tell if you're intoxicated or if you've just consumed?
Just consumed, but recent consumption. There is no test for impairment.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Representative Reback, and then I think Representative Wall has a question.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, through the chair. This oral fluid testing, I'm curious, what's the process of that? Is that something that can be done roadside by public safety officers, or does it need a lab?
It is lab-based at this time. It is not a rapid test or a point-of-care test at this point in time. Of course, there are a variety of people who are working on such a test. We look forward to that day. But at this time, it is lab-based, so it's a cheek swab, and it does have to go to the lab and be confirmed.
Follow up, Madam Chair. Through the chair, thanks. What's the cost for a test like that?
You know, it varies a little bit, but roughly we could say it's around $65. You know, I'm ballparking it out there, but that's roughly the cost. The thing about the oral fluid, it's so much more less invasive than blood, and it is the closest test we get to the active THC in the blood. So it really is a wonderful tool that I look forward to seeing used in a widespread manner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Representative Wall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Were you concerned about the effects of driving under the influence of marijuana before it was legalized?
And absolutely.
Don't you... Do you think the occurrence of people driving under the influence of marijuana has greatly increased since legalization, or now it's just more people are openly purchasing it?
In the state of Colorado, in the Rocky Mountain HIDTA report, and also in a survey that was done by Westward out of Denver, We see that roughly 55 to 65% of admitted marijuana users say, I've driven within 2 hours of using marijuana. We have seen impaired, impairment go up roadside. Why is that happening? Is it because it's legalized? You know, it's always a chicken versus the egg. Bottom line is it's not a good trend. So whether that's more education needed, whether that's, you know, more robust, law enforcement programs, whatever that looks like, I'm not sure. In my opinion, I think that the marijuana industry should take a page out of what Big Tobacco had to go through and start educating their own constituents on the risks. And I think that would contribute greatly to reducing the problem rather than selling a message of it's safe to say, you know, not wise to consume and drive ever.
Thank you.
So I actually have a couple of questions. Is TSS Inc., is that an Alaska corporation?
Yes, it is.
And is it headquartered here in Juneau?
Headquartered in Ketchikan with an office in Juneau.
Okay, and are you a Juneau resident or a Ketchikan resident?
I travel to all of the Ketchikan locations. My residency is in Colorado at this time, but I'm here usually monthly, this time twice a month. Sometimes it's quarterly, depending on the travel schedule, but I work out of all of our locations.
So do you see this new test as something that's so right now, as I understand it, there are maybe companies who will say absolutely no marijuana usage. And so if you do, I think what they call a P-test, you know, it's in you for maybe about 30 days. And with this new test, do you envision it as changing that line of
changing the policies, thinking on policies? One of the things that I have been, touting in my travels and speaking is that employers need to step back and take a second look at what we have traditionally referred to as zero tolerance. Of course, you should never allow someone to be under the influence at work, especially when there are safety concerns. But we really need to figure out ways to be creative and look at policies and find ways to keep people working. We hear from employers, I can't find anyone qualified to work. If I fire people who are using marijuana, I'll fire my whole workforce. That's understandable. But we all have to find a better balance in the interest of safety. So we all have to get more creative. I do think oral fluid testing could really change everything. But in the same vein as you don't allow people to come to work under the influence of alcohol, you don't allow them to come to work under the influence of marijuana, although, again, no test to determine that at this time. So we have a long way to go here, and these are a lot of complicated conversations that we need to continue to have.
Thank you, and I realize that probably went a little bit further than the confirmation of Vivian Stiver, but mm-hmm. it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody else have any questions for Ms. McGuire? All right, well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have Renee Schofield.
I thought I went to sleep. I'm sitting there. Good afternoon. I'm Renee Schofield, S-C-H-O-F-I-E-L-D. I apologize for my voice. I am a resident of Ketchikan. I am the owner, CEO of TSS Incorporated. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary in the safety realm. So I am speaking in agreement with Vivian Stiver's confirmation, and the reason for that for me personally is that I think it's time for the public to have a voice. Through that conduit, there are many people who will be comfortable speaking with someone that is not an industry representative to actually saying what they think. And that comes from a business owner perspective, not necessarily a drug and alcohol screening business owner perspective, but from my seat on state chamber, from local chambers, to several different positions that I hold within the state and statewide organizations, there are many people who don't have the courage, one, to come here, and two, need that public seat to have that conduit into that marijuana control board.
Thank you. Questions?
Representative.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we keep referring to this public seat, but I don't believe that. I believe there's two public seats. Well, there's already one public seat on the board. Is that correct?
I don't know the general makeup of that board.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Thank you very much. So now we're going to go to the Fairbanks LIO. We've got David Lanning. David, are you with us? Is he there? David?
Chairman, are you now hearing Fairbanks LIO?
Yes. Mr. Lanning?
My name is David Lanning, L-A-N-N-I-N-G. I am currently the general manager of Arctic Bakery, LLC. We're a new, not quite licensed marijuana manufacturing facility in Fairbanks. I'm also part owner of that company. I'd like to recommend today that we not appoint Vivian Steiger. Frankly, the industry in Fairbanks does not trust her. And when she says now she's seen the light, I personally don't believe her. The purpose of the board is technical adjudication of the regulations and to change the regulations to meet unexpected needs in public health and safety and industry problems. To do that, we need knowledgeable people who understand the industry, who understand the technical issues of marijuana, the medical issues, issues with DUI and testing. We don't believe that Vivian has any of that knowledge or background. We do not need a politician who will make decisions based on her feelings or her beliefs. We need a real person who is knowledgeable that can make decisions based on science and based on public policy and based on the regulations. Again, I'd like to state my opinion that
Mr. Lanning,
as a member of the industry, we don't trust Vivian, and we would rather not have her on the board, and we recommend you not appoint her.
Thank you. Any questions? All right, thank you very much. Next person is Bruce Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My name is Bruce Campbell. It's a nice, gray, snowy, warm day in Fairbanks, and those members of your committee who are from the interior are missing out a fine bit of weather here. I encourage your support of confirmation for Vivian Steiger to the Marijuana Control Board. She'll be an excellent representative for the public seat. I know Vivian. She'll be a good voice for the public. I believe she's well informed on the topic and able to work within the regulatory and statutory process with which its role. She leads with a smile and listens. She respects the integrity of opinions held by others. She is a force of calm and thoughtfulness. I think she is best able to represent the public in this position. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to go off net. Lisa Coates.
Hello, dear House Labor and Commerce Committee. My name is Lisa Coates, and I am a business owner of Urban Extracts in Kenai. I am strongly against the appointment of Vivian Steiger to the Marijuana Control Board. She led the fight against it in Fairbanks without even taking the time to educate herself about the state regulations at that time. She has only just recently decided to try and educate herself. This alone should disqualify her from having a position on the board. She's a Trojan horse. The state regulatory board should be made up of people who understand the industry and want to find a way to regulate it, keep it sustainable, and keep the public safe. Having two industry representatives helps to educate the other board members and bring them up to speed as this young cannabis industry is constantly evolving and gaining acceptance across the country. If an industry seat were to be made into a public seat, that appointed person could be represented by a person who consumes cannabis. Where is the consumer representation? Licensed marijuana business owners are the first line of defense against black market crime. We need to have a board that supports
Lisa,
the industry while keeping the public safe. It's not 1950 anymore. The world is changing. We could recognize this and grow our elastic economy, or we can stifle
Lisa,
the
your
spirit
minute,
of Alaska.
Your minute is up. I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up.
Please do not. Okay. Please don't confirm her.
Thank you.
Remember that more Alaskans voted for the legalization of marijuana than any other industry.
Thank you. Next person is Karen Perdue.
Hello, my name is Karen Perdue, and I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. I did vote for the initiative. I've been involved extensively in regulations and statutes in my 25 years in state government, including as Commissioner of Health for the state of Alaska, and I've also attended several Marijuana Control Board meetings and commented on the regulations. I really believe we need a public member on the board. There are many meetings where there really are no public members or just one or two because people are very busy with their lives. There are a lot of questions out there from the public still about how this industry is developing. I would say that there are things that have been done very well, but I also think there are questions, and there shouldn't be bad questions. There shouldn't be litmus tests to ask questions. And I think that the board sometimes doesn't operate as transparently.
Karen, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up.
In developing regulations. So I support Vivian Stiver. I think it would be a good move. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Rick Hinke?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my testimony. I'm calling in to voice my 100% support behind Vivian Stiver's appointment, and I hope you will vote to move it forward. I believe that we need somebody on the board who brings a different perspective and represents the public in an honest way. And I've been to many board meetings as well, and I've listened to conversations, and it seems to me that there's something missing there, and it's not the industry representation. There's plenty of that. I think we need a more balanced perspective, better dialogue, and just more clarity in the regulations. I think the industry is responsible to make itself successful. It's not really the board's responsibility. I don't think it's going to hinder anything. I supported the initiative, and I think it's a good thing for Alaska, but we got to be real careful how we develop regulations, and I don't think having Vivian on there will hinder it in any way whatsoever. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. Kerry Kerrigan?
Yes, my name is Kerry Kerrigan. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. We are adamantly opposed to the nomination of a prohibitionist like Vivian Stiver. I was going to say a couple of different things, but I want to, in the 45 seconds I have remaining, let the committee know that Mark Springer is a public official who serves as the chair of the Marijuana Control Board. Lauren Jones is a assemblyman in Juneau who serves as the medical seat. And the public safety seat is always held by somebody who's a public safety official. So the fact that people think that there's not a public opinion that's available in the Marijuana Control Board is sadly mistaken. I think it's balanced nicely, and the two industry officials who were on that board have made an excellent amount of progress in helping to educate the public and the board itself at times when they didn't know exactly what they were dealing with. So I'd just like to say that appointing Vivian is not going to get any more public testimony to the board than it already gets, and everyone is welcome to participate in that process and ask questions telephonically, just like they're doing now. If they've got time
to
participate
in this
process, I would hope they would have time to participate in the Marijuana Control Board process, and we are opposed to the nomination of Vivian Stiver. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tim Staton?
Yes, my name is Tim Staton. I'm in Fairbanks. I do support having Vivian being appointed to the Marijuana Control Board. I've known Vivian for over 30 years. I found her to be fair and just in all of her decisions she's made. We haven't always agreed on things, but she's always been very well educated as far as the subjects go, and I believe she's more than educated on the marijuana situation. I think that the public needs to be educated about the industry, and I think that there isn't anybody else on the board that's able to do that right now. That's willing to do that, because it seems like the board is lopsided one direction. I want her to represent the other half of the state, or the other half of the state that actually voted, since it was 47-53, I think it was a vote. It wasn't a landslide. There are a lot of people that want to be educated about marijuana, and I think that we should have a representative on that board, and I think Vivian Stiver is that person. I know you're hearing a lot of negative things about her.
Thank you, Mr. Staten.
Educated.
Mr. Staten, could you please wrap it up? Yes. The minute is up.
Are there any questions?
Thank you very much. No questions. Next we have Dalinda Phelps.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time to listen to public comments today. Honestly, Brandon Amick really encompassed just about everything.
Dalinda, please identify yourself and tell us with whom you're affiliated.
With my 1 minute. There's been a lot of talk about Vivian not being educated enough for this position, which in my opinion is very true. She has for a very long time said misinformation and untruths about cannabis to the public. She responded saying she had taken the time to educate herself and had read Washington and Colorado state marijuana regulations. But she did not take the time before she tried to put multiple people out of business to read her own state of Alaska's marijuana regulations. This doesn't seem fit for a board member ready to make rules. The other thing is we are very unbalanced on the board. Currently, we really need industry representation. We currently have one industry member on the board, and 80% of the board knows little to nothing about cannabis or the functionality of the industry. There are three
Dalinda, your minute is up, so.
Okay, thank you. I urge you to deny the appointment of Vivian Stiver and request a member of the industry.
And just
place.
One more
thank
thing.
You.
Do you represent or you own Peace Frog in Nikiski?
Yes, Peace Frog Botanicals in Nikiski.
Okay, thank you very much. And before we go any further, I just want to remind the testifiers to please identify themselves and let us know whom they're affiliated with or whom they represent here. So next we'll go to Emily Ninon.
Good afternoon, Chair Ledoux and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Emily Ninon. I'm speaking for myself. I support Ms. Stiver's appointment. My comments have to do more with process than with policy outcomes. As a point of reference, the mission statement of the board is this: enforce marijuana commerce laws and provide clear, consistent standards for licensure to protect the public from harm. Clear, consistent standards to protect the public from harm. That's the mission. I've sat through many hours of marijuana control board meetings. I've seen a lack of transparent public process and a lack of clear, consistent standards. Ms. Stiver's skills and experience in public process are exactly what the board needs. She's been criticized for exercising the local option that was written into the ballot measure language by the industry proponents. It's time for the public interest to be represented in that public seat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Thank you. Francis Dubrova.
Hello, my name is Francis DeBrava. I'm an employee at Green Valley Enterprise in Juneau, Alaska. I'm calling to urge the board to reconsider replacing a seat currently held by an industry member with a known prohibitionist. By appointing Ms. Stiver to the board will be unfairly stacked against the forward development of this industry. There's an unquestionable bias that she has already demonstrated, and if we are to place a public member on the board, then they should at least consume cannabis or have more education in regard to the industry or health or some fashion. Thank you, and I urge you to not appoint Ms. Stiver.
Thank you. Stephanie Cruikshanks. Stephanie, are you there?
I apologize. My phone was on mute. Can you hear me now?
We certainly can.
Okay, my name is Stephanie Cruikshanks. I am a future employee of Peace Rock Botanicals in Nikiski, and I am calling just to urge you not to appoint Vivian Stiver on the board. As a future resident, it's kind of disheartening and makes you sick at you know, think about coming up to Alaska when instead of taking a step forward, they're taking a leap back by appointing a prohibitionist to the board. So I urge you to not do that.
Thank you. Ann Brown.
Hello, my name is Ann Brown. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm here to support Vivian's nomination. I've known Vivian for many years. I have worked with her on different projects. I was a customer of her business for a long time. I don't always agree with Vivian, but I've always found her to be a fair-minded person, someone who takes the trouble to question things she doesn't understand or that other people are telling her that she doesn't know about. And I also think that Vivian, I've heard her speak many times on the subject of marijuana. I've never heard her say anything about being a prohibitionist. And I urge you to confirm her for the Marijuana Control Board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Brown. Cheryl Bowie.
Hello, this is me. I'm Cheryl Bowie. C-H-E-R-Y-L, B as in boy, O-W-I-E, and I represent myself and Dreaming Butterfly Botanicals. I'm a former research fellow for ANMC and the CDC. I strongly oppose Vivian Stivers, not necessarily because of her stance, but at this point we need regulatory entrepreneurs. We need people who are going to go into this position that are going to support our industry, that are going to look and identify ways to streamline our laws in this process. So I just really encourage you guys to continue the search, find somebody who's a little bit more medium ground, and I believe that we do. I think we're just looking for a change and including patients and doctors in the process, and finding ways to do that and licensing them might help. So, thank you, and I'm a no on Stiver.
Thank you very much. Caleb Saunders.
Hi, my name is Caleb Saunders. I'm the CEO and one of the owners of Green Jar. I want to call it to oppose the Vivian Stiver being put on the Marijuana Control Board. Listening to everyone speak, I was one of the things that everyone saying why she should be on there is because she has a dissenting opinion. She's against cannabis. They all keep saying that dissenting opinion, and that's a qualifying factor. But I just don't think that that's good enough. I mean, a PETA member that's completely against animals at all being harmed whatsoever, should we then start choosing them for our hunting board? It's just a dissenting opinion is not a qualification. And the support that the points that everyone keeps bringing up is that the public doesn't have enough representation, but they do. And it's a very robust system, a lot going on there. And simply saying that because they didn't participate and they didn't educate themselves, that the education isn't there. There is quite a bit there and a lot of organizations going beyond what the state goes beyond. And again, I oppose Vivian Stiver. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tina Smith.
Hi, my name is Tina Smith. I am the owner of Midnight Greenery. I also run a board-certified marijuana handler's permit course. And today I am calling about Vivian against her appointment. I had the experience of actually spending time with Ms. Fiver. I am one of the people who took her around to view some of these stores in Anchorage. And I was able to ask her a lot of really pressing questions regarding her knowledge of the industry and her stance on legal marijuana. And she claimed that she had no current reason to disprove the industry. She also admitted that she had no actual knowledge regarding the requirements expected of the marijuana industry. At that time, she admitted to me that, well, she had information regarding cannabis and regulations. She had none on the state of Alaska regulations because she had not bothered to look. And at the time, she had not also spent any time at an MCB meeting, so she had no idea of what the actual process was taking place. I am very much against the appointment of Ms. Vivian Stiver at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vanessa Liston. Vanessa, are you with us?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Liston, L-I-S-T-O-N. I'm a representative and mentor for Matanuska Medicine Woman. And I'm calling today, and I've listened to this entire thing. And I think at the very beginning of it, I had a lot to say. But at the beginning of this, when Vivian Stiver could not answer the question of on-site consumption after the rigorous process that it's already been through, was good enough for me. I really think that somebody on our board representing this type of board and for the functioning of it and for the new industry to move forward needs to be transparent and clear. We can't work with people that have to wait and see. You see, we've been waiting a long, 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 long time. That's why there's a lot of black market out there. I think it's something critical that we need to get involved with now. There are so many excellent people that can be placed on that board.
Vanessa, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up. There are minutes over.
That's Brandon Emmett should have been put back on the board. I am totally against her. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Katie Good.
Hi, my name is Katie Good with Grateful Bud LLC in Kenai. I'm calling to oppose the confirmation of Vivian Stivers. I think Ms. Stivers' actions speak much louder than her words. Earlier, she said she asked to be appointed to the chair, and that honestly makes no sense to me based on her past actions. If you scroll through the Safe Neighborhoods Facebook page, you see a lot of terminology that does not define me, the business I work for, or the people I work with in this industry. I guess that's all I have to say. Thank you so much, and please do not confirm Ms. Vivian Stivers.
Thank you. Dwight Hawk.
Sorry, I had to unmute my phone.
Dwight, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Please identify yourself. You're online and you can proceed.
Hi, my name is Dwight Hake. I represent Thunder Funders LLC, a business that has been trying to get off the ground for quite a while and has had some issues. I would just like to say today that in Ms. Stivers' testimony, she said that she wants the industry to come forward to her with issues. And we're coming forward to her today with issues. We do not want her. If she would listen to that, that is our issue. Also, on the issue of repeal when asked today, Ms. Stiver did not give an answer. She gave the answer of, I don't think that I would vote for repeal, and that is not an answer. She needs to give a yes or no answer. She's purposely going around that issue, and the reason why she could not give an answer is because if she was to answer truthfully, she would vote for prohibition again.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hake. Thank you.
In conclusion, please do not allow Vivian Stiver on the board. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Graff.
Hi, my name is Nancy Graff, and I am for Vivian Stiver to be on the board. I feel Vivian is very fair-minded, and I think it would be a good balance to the board. So please approve Vivian Stiver for the board.
Thank you very much. Chelsea Foster.
Good afternoon. My name is Chelsea Foster, and I'm calling from Anchorage. And I appreciate the opportunity to voice my thoughts on the Vivian Stiver appointment. I would like to start by saying I've not only researched Vivian and her recent political history, but I also spent an afternoon with her in February. During this meeting, she showed some alarming ethical concerns that would bring bias and punitive measures to this industry. She mentioned she knew of industry businesses who allegedly rallied people against her during her failed campaign. I must reiterate that this will expose punitive and biased measures And not only that, but we do need somebody in the seat that is on the industry, because we do already have three seats on the board that are looking out for the public. Not to mention that if we as an industry help create rules that harm the general public, we won't have an industry for long. Lastly, I will add that Rebecca Rain, Kim Cole, or Caleb Saunders are all a great fit for that seat. And thank you guys for your time. And I seriously hope that you oppose for confirmation.
Thank you very much. George Pierce.
Yes, my name is George Pierce. I'm calling from Kosilov, and I'm representing myself. This is our only new resource, new revenue source. I oppose the appointment of Vivian Stivers to the board that regulates marijuana. She's been a critic of marijuana businesses. She would be a poor representative for the board. It'd be wrong to give her the authority to dictate the rules. She will take us backwards. On her past Facebook page reads that she would be out here when she's 90 years old to fight against cannabis. That should tell it all, that representation. You don't change overnight. Her views have not changed. She is not the voice of the people. Deny her. We don't need a prohibitionist. And the people that are running the business, they're telling you, no, they don't want her on there because she doesn't know what she's talking about. So thank you for taking my testimony.
Thanks very much. Aaron Rao.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
My name is Aaron Ralph. I am the owner of Alaska Cannabis Exchange. I am also on the board for the Anchorage Cannabis Business Association. I am a national educator on the endocannabinoid system and everything cannabis related. I strongly oppose the confirmation of Vivian Stiver today. I believe that the industry needs representation on that board in order for this educative process for them to continue. Thank you. As one more thing, I will offer my services to this committee or any other committee as far as education.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Louis Weber.
Yes, thank you. This is Lou Weaver. I am a regulatory compliance officer representing myself. And by discipline, I have been an HSE, health, safety, and environmental professional as a manager or director for over 35 years here in Alaska. I have dealt with drug and alcohol issues at the workplace extensively. And I'm going to say I would much rather have exposure to marijuana than alcohol any day of the week in a workplace. Also, when it comes down to the public testimony and the public input, there are three seats for the public. We desperately need those other two seats for the industry so you have a reasonable, balanced mix on both. Also, in the black market, 1963, going to grade school here, had a friend who had two paper routes. He had money. $200 a month, a week, he would supply the black market suppliers in our grade school in the sixth grade, and every 2 weeks, it would be $200. They blow through the money. That's 1963. So all of you out there who've gone to school in Alaska, grade school, junior high, and high school, how many of you have access
to Mr. Weaver, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jim Ostlund.
Yes, I'm Jim Ostlund. I live in Salter, Alaska. I support Vivian Stiver. We need board members who will exercise a healthy skepticism of industry's claims regarding the benefits of their products, the safety of use, especially concentrates, the effectiveness of untested and unproven medical products, and claims that marijuana is not addictive. Critics claim Vivian is self-educated about marijuana and not competent to understand or judge its value to individuals or society. So if somebody grows, processes, uses, or sells marijuana products, that makes them an expert. And if you don't, you're ignorant and unqualified. That's nuts. We've all seen what happens when businesses of any kind get organized and work together to ensure that most of what's best for their industry gets into the regulations and what isn't stays out. I support Vivian Cyber 100%. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anthony Oliveria.
Hello, my name is Anthony Olivier with Matt News for Medicine Woman, LLC. It is my opinion that appointing Vivian Stiver to the AMCO board will be counterproductive in the progression of our industry. Her lack of knowledge on the subject would undermine her position on the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Zalman Liston?
Good evening, members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. My name is Zalman Liston, and I am part owner of a limited marijuana cultivation facility in the Matanuska Valley called Matanuska Medicine Woman, LLC. I am here to oppose the appointment of Vivian Stiver to fill the seat of the Marijuana Control Board. I am a born Alaskan slash entrepreneur of 24 years old, and I want to be able to run my business in the hopes that I have industry leaders that will help shape the future of our industry in the right direction rather than create more roadblocks and more complications due to the lack of education over the matters. I think we need industry leaders that believe in this industry and the success of local Alaskan business. Thank you for your time, and please reconsider the nomination of Vivian Stiver for the sake of the future of this industry.
Thank you very much. Lynette Clark.
Hello.
Hi, Lynette. Do you want to identify yourself, and then you can proceed?
Thank you. Lynette Clark, live in Fox, Alaska. Well, you all are hearing from the industry, and that's where I think you need to put the gold in your poke. These guys know what they're talking about. Ms. Stivers, or Mrs. Stivers, is the wrong choice. She is biased and has a long history, long and proven history of opposition to the industry and is not qualified for the position. Board from the beginning had two industry seats. That should continue. This fledgling industry is already generating here in Fairbanks over $100 million in taxes. It's going into the state coffers. She is, it was mentioned earlier, I totally believe she's a Trojan horse, and she will not be good for this new industry trying to put a toe in the pond and bring revenue to this state. I strongly oppose her nomination or approval of the nomination to the marijuana board. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to bounce around a little bit now and go over to the Kenai LIO. Vernon Smith.
Yes, my name is Vernon Smith. I'm the owner of North Road Buds in Nikiski. I'm strongly opposed to Vivian Stiver. The industry wants the prospect to follow through with its election promises of more jobs, increased state and city tax revenues, and work to eliminate black market transactions. With Ms. Stiver's appointment to the marijuana board, the opposite will happen. At the expense of hundreds of Alaskans who put their life savings into this industry and 1,000 who put their life savings, 1,000 more who depend on it, put food on their tables. One thing should be clear, there is nothing wrong with an appointment of a member who will question and challenge the cannabis industry. That will only make the industry stronger. However, someone with a personal animosity and documented history of intentionally spreading misinformation to push her agenda is not the person for this. People of Alaska and the marijuana industry want on the board. The board needs someone educated on the industry, not the extreme pro-business who she is, or unwilling to engage with the industry itself when it was needed most. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vernon. Denny Humphrey?
Yeah, this is Denny Humphrey with High Tide Distributors. We're a Nikiski Limited Cultivator. On the subject of Vivian Stiver's appointment to the AMCO board, we're very concerned about her staunch anti-marijuana stance and seeming lack of knowledge of cannabis or the industry she would be regulating. Her seeming lack of respect for the will of the people of the state of Alaska who voted legalization in and subsequent prohibition movements out overwhelmingly, in our eyes, would be a major setback to what we all have achieved as an industry. We feel it could lead to a move toward an increase in black market sales, subsequent drop in state tax revenues, as well as forming an 100% Alaska-owned industry that is still adapting and changing. In short, we are opposed to this appointment and feel there are more qualified and informed candidates available for consideration. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Patricia Patterson.
Hello, my name is Patricia Patterson. I own High Bush Buds in Soldotna, Alaska. I oppose the confirmation of Vivian Stivers. I believe that the seat is very, very important. This board member will be making future regulations. They will be making future enforcement decisions. And I think it's, we must have a higher expectation than what we get with Vivian Stivers. Her history has proven over and over again that she does not believe in the legal marijuana market or industry in Alaska. She has consistently been part of a minority with extreme views. I believe she is probably a delightful person, but she just doesn't have the skills that this seat will demand. We are the public. My customers are the public. My employees are the public. We are all the public. It's just not her small group. I would hope that this legislation and this committee would demand more from this seat. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ryan Tunseth.
Hello, Ryan Tunseth, Kenai, Alaska, owner of East Rip Retail Marijuana Store. I think I had a lot to say after this. I don't really have so much to say. I'd just maybe rather see Vivian get up there. I feel like that was probably the strongest case for our industry to not appoint her of anything. But regulate it like alcohol. ABC has two seats. We have one. The last seat's for general public or marijuana industry. Or is clearly a word that is used to demonstrate intent towards industry-friendly. Vivian Stiver has been and is currently an active prohibitionist. She's an outlier that should not be confirmed because her judgment is at risk of being unduly influenced by secondary interests. Ms. Stiver clearly has anchored her bias in marijuana and confirmed it many times over. Industry did not do this. We did not label her a prohibitionist. That's a title she's earned. She's polarizing and will continue to make illusory correlations with regards to marijuana policy, as she's done today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tunseth. Lynn Smith.
My name is Lynn Smith. I'm also an owner of North Road Buds. I oppose the appointment of Vivian Stiver. I believe Ms. Stiver to be a setback to the marijuana industry. Her views and ideologies are not consistent with the people of Alaska who voted for the legalization of the marijuana. I believe the industry needs representation on the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Smith. So now we're going to go back to the we're going to go back to off-net, I believe. And so Karen Lowry.
Hello, this is Karen Lowry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Wonderful. Hello, distinguished members of the committee. I will keep this somewhat short, as most of the things that I have to say about the
Karen, can you tell us who you're with?
Vivian Stiver's
Karen,
record.
Karen, can you tell us whom you're affiliated with?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me try to get the delay out of my phone, too. My name is Karen Lowry, and I am affiliated with Alaskan Blooms in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Thank you. Proceed.
The seat that Ms. Stivers has been appointed to is a critical seat, and what my position on Vivian's appointment to the seat is that it's all wrong. We need a person in there who is going to be objective, who is going to bother to read the regulations, understand the regulations, understand the industry itself. And from what I can see thus far, the position that Ms. Stivers has taken is prohibition. And as the initiator and the leader of the Safe Neighborhood Groups in Fairbanks, who led the opposition to try to keep cannabis out of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, which was soundly defeated, by the way, I find it very much like the fox in the hen house. Why would someone who leads
to begin to wrap it up
cannabis in the borough then choose to be a part of the board that would direct.
Karen, your minute. Karen, your minute is up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had two. Well, thank you. Anyway.
Thank you very much, Kim Cole. Is there a Kim Cole on the line? Kim, are you with us?
Hi, sorry. I was on mute. My apologies. So I am calling in to oppose Vivian Stiver for the Marijuana Control Board, basically for all the same reasons that everybody else has said. I'm not going to go ahead and waste your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Luke Hopkins.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Luke Hopkins. I'm an individual and retired at this time, but I'm a former borough mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. I ask you not to recommend Vivian Stiver for the position on the marijuana board. I decided to call in after I listened to her testimony today. In my 6 years as mayor, and dealing with over 600 individual appointments to commissions and boards, I would never have moved the appointment forward of someone with such a negative position on the issue that would be taken up by a board. I would not have put someone on emergency services that didn't want ambulances to come to a house. No one on fire service area boards where they don't want fire trucks to be upgraded and improved for the betterment of a community. So, as mayor, I gave testimony to the board during the period when rules and regulations were being set in place. I also gave testimony to Senator John Cox and others as they were making the laws that set forward what marijuana policies would be for the state in law. And I didn't get everything I wanted. I understand that. But I certainly didn't want to have somebody
Luke, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap it up.
It was fully negative. Thank you very much for this opportunity to testify.
Thank you very much. Looks like we've added one person who is in the audience right now, Barbara Barnes.
Thank you, co-chairs. Barbara Barnes, for the record. I'm representing myself in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I've known Vivian for 30-plus years. And whether you think that she should be in favor of cannabis in the past or now, I can tell you that her knowledge and her skill as far as moving the business forward in an environment that's somewhat divided on how that should go, she would be an asset. And I would hope that the industry would take a look at that and know that she can navigate her way around the legislature. She knows laws. And given an opportunity, may very well be a huge asset that they really aren't looking at. And so I would very much like you to consider moving her forward and give her that opportunity to help the industry in a manner that kind of represents a lot of the people who voted in favor of marijuana, of not being illegal, but not necessarily it being an industry. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have anyone else, either online or in the audience, that would like to testify? Okay. Representative Stutz, did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Then I am going to close public testimony, and we're going to take a very, very brief at ease. Okay, so we've closed public testimony. There's some interest amongst committee members to hear you again on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we are going to do right now.
Okay, and I will be on telephonically.
All right, very good. So right now it is 5:01. We're going to adjourn for the day, and our next meeting will be Monday, March 11th, where we will once again be hearing from Ms. Stiver.
Okay.
The meeting.